The next patient is Luis Arenas, last name A-R-E-N-A-S, first name Luis, L-U-I-S. This is the clinical case of a 72-year-old Hispanic male that is following the clinic because of the presence of CKD stage 5. Period. The patient has interstitial nephritis and nephrosclerosis. The patient has been evaluated by transplant. He's listed for cadaver kidney transplant. Period. The patient has been referred to the vascular surgeon as preparation for dialysis. However, the vascular surgeon has explained the need for him to stay without too much activity for 6 weeks and avoid heavy lifting. And when he heard that, he said that he won't be able to work, and for that reason is declining the intervention at this point, period. I explained once again that the purpose of having a vascular access is to avoid complications in the near future, period. Number two, the patient has anemia. This anemia is followed at the Florida Cancer Center. The latest examination shows that the patient has a hemoglobin of 9.2. The next appointment is in November. I think it's too late. I ask the daughter to call the Florida Cancer Center and get him in order to receive a procrit injection. Following number, the patient laboratory workup, as stated, he has an estimated GFR of 13 with a creatinine of 4.57. The patient is taking bicarbonate tablets 1-3 times a day, and the CO2 is 19. The liver function tests are with normal limits, albumin is 4.3. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease that is asymptomatic. Following number, hyperuricemia that is under control. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Reevaluation in 2 months with laboratory workup. The patient was instructed to call us if any complication associated to uremia or any other type of problem. To call us and let us know. I invested 9 minutes in reviewing the laboratory workup, 15 minutes with the patient in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.